चदनुग्रहात् ददृशजेन तद्रूपम् नाभिपद्मसमुद्भवः अजः सृजति भूतानि भूतात्मा जदनुग्रहात् ददृशेजेन तद्रूपम् नाभिपद्मसमुद्भवः word meaning ajaha, one who is born without a material source. Srijati creates bhutani, all those materially born. Bhutatma, having a body of matter. Yat, whose anugrahat, by the mercy of dadruse, could see yena, by whom tadrupam, his form of body, nabhi, navel, padma, lotus flower, samudbhava, being born of. Translation: Brahma, who was not born of material source, but of the lotus flower coming out of the navel abdomen of the Lord, is the creator of all those who are materially born. Of course, by the grace of Lord, Brahma was able to see the form of Lord, purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The first living creature, Brahma, is called Ajaha because he did not take his birth from the womb of a mother materially born. He was directly born from the bodily expansion of the lotus flower of the Lord. Thus, it is not readily understandable whether the body of the Lord and that of Brahma are the same quality or different. This must also be clearly understood. One thing is, however, certain: Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of Lord, because after his birth, he could create living beings by the Lord's grace only, and he could see the form of Lord. Whether the form seen by the Brahma is the same quality as that of Brahma is a building questions, and Maharaj Parikshit wanted to get clear answer from Srila Sukadeva Goswami. अजह सृजति भूतानि भूतात्मा जदनुग्रहात् तद्दृश येन तद्रूपम् नाभि पद्म समुद्भवः. ब्रह्मा हुआज नॉट बर्न ऑफ मेटेरियल सोर्स बट आउट ऑफ द लोटस फ्लावर कमिंग आउट ऑफ द नेवल एब्डोमेन ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज द क्रिएटर ऑफ ऑल दोज हु आर नॉट मेटेरियली बर्न. ऑफ कोर्स बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा वॉज एबल टू सी द फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड. Hare Krishna. So, we are studying or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So, according to Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Kali Yuga, although 64 limbs are there in our devotional life, someone have to cultivate the 64 limbs. But we don't have time, or, you know, even we don't have inclinations. We don't have a particular attachment. Materially, our life is very, we can say, miserable now. What to speak about spiritually? Material condition is not good. Even you cannot enjoy material now. So in such condition, acharyas are so merciful, because here the topic of mercy is coming. So out of 64 limbs, actually 5 limbs is very important. Our acharyas emphasis on these 5 limbs. According to time, place and circumstances, someone can follow these 5 limbs. Among the 5 limbs, one is Bhagavat Sravan, Nam Sankirtan. Like in ISKCON, within our temple, we are following all these 5 principles. 5 limbs, first one, Bhagavat Sravan. Every day we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special contributioners, special benediction. Mahaprabhu gives this benediction to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Others are preaching Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot blame them. We cannot condemn them. But they don't have such vision as Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. This is our... We should not speculate. We should not create doubt. We cannot manipulate. Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. This is Mahaprabhu's special contribution. Krishna Sudham Apagate Dharma Jnana Divisaha Kalo Nastam Drusham Esaha Puranar Kodanaditaha. This is Bhagavatam Purana, is just like sun. Whenever some question is there, whenever some doubt is there, whenever we are facing spiritual problems, just we have to study Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to pray to Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. So Bhagavat Sravan is very important. Nam Sankirtan. Always you see we are performing Nam Sankirtan. Bhagavat Sravan, 5 limbs. We are following 5 limbs. Bhagavat Sravan, second one, Nam Sankirtan, third one. Shrimurti Seva, 7. We are worshipping deities also. Bhagavat Sravan, Nam Sankirtan. And fourth one, Mathura Vas. Someone have to stay in a holy place like Mathura or Vrindavan. We are staying in Mathura and Vrindavan. You understand? Yeah. When you are taking shelter at lotus feet of a pure devotee and his place, his deity, that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan consciousness. Our consciousness should be like that. Vrindavan consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. If you are staying in Vrindavan, what are your consciousness is material consciousness. That is not Vrindavan Vas. The most Vrindavan Vas in mind. If your mind is always thinking about the pure devotee, his deity, his service, his mood and mission, and how to dedicate this life for his service, that is real Vrindavan Vas. Our Gaudiya Acharyas, they have commentaries. Always, in Gita commentaries, Bhagavatam commentaries, in some statements, there is some secret commentaries are there. So that in the devotees, those are coming in Krishna consciousness, they will not face some problems. If someone is not qualified to develop such pure consciousness, even you will stay in Vrindavan, you will face some problem. So when we are taking shelter, at lotus feet of a pure devotee, his deity, his place, his mission, his instruction, that is Vrindavan. So 5 limbs. First one, Bhagavat Sravan, Nam Sankirtan, Srimurti Rasadhyaya Sevan, Mathuravas, and Sadhusang. Sadhusang, that is also important. What is the meaning of Sadhusang? What you are thinking? Sadhusang? Sangha, this two word is there, sadhu, sangha. Sangha means asakti. Association does not mean you are going in train, you are going in flight, you are associating with many people. That you cannot say association. You know, when we are going in flight, when we are going in train, when we are traveling in metro, 1,000 people are coming. Every station you can see many people are coming, going. That is not association. Association is abiding. Our spirit, our Gurudev used to say, association means abiding the mood, carrying the mood, cultivating the mood. That is association. If you are coming to Sadhu Sangha, we are coming here to associate with Vaishnavas, devotees. But we are not abiding, cultivating, following the mood of Acharyas. That is not Sadhu Sangha. Although looks like we are sitting here, looks like we are performing kirtan, looks like we are coming to temple, but we are separated, our mind is separated from here. That is not Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means when you cultivate, you abide the mood of Guru, Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava and Acharyas, you will develop natural attachment. Your attachment towards Acharyas, your attachment towards Acharya teachings, your attachment towards Sadhu's lifestyle, that is called Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu's teaching. Sadhu Sangha does not mean you are coming and you are cultivating some knowledge. No? Without Sadhu Sangha also you can cultivate knowledge. Books are there. Now internet is there. That is not Sadhu Sangha. Through internet you cannot do Sadhu Sangha. Parikit Maharaj personally came. Sitting there. Okay. Through internet you are doing some. That is for your, you know, cultivating knowledge or reminding something. But Sadhu Sangha means you have to approach a personified Sadhu. Parikit Maharaj came. This is called Sadhu Sangha. So among these five limbs, still Acharya is very merciful. They know. In college you go also these five limbs, you know, like in Mumbai, if someone have to come to this Chaupati Gopinath temple, then 1 hour, 2 hour, huh? Even sometimes in traffic, 3 hours. Acharyas, they said, okay. They are so merciful. Said, in one limb, you can find the result of all of these five limbs. Just follow one limb. Out of 64, you have to follow five. Out of five, you have to follow one. If you follow one, you can get the result of 64. That is Sadhu Sangha. Because whenever you are approaching a sadhu, when you are coming to sadhu, then sadhu will speak Srimad Bhagavatam. In sadhu's place, Nam Sankirtan is there. In sadhu's place, deity is there. And sadhu, where is sadhu? Where is deity? Where is worshipping going on? The Vrindavan mood is there. Everything is here. So therefore, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, not just for knowledge, mere knowledge. Knowledge is available everywhere. So many speakers are there. So many knowledgeous persons are there. They may present in a different way, very palatable way, very flowery words. But our mood is not like that. We are hearing Bhagavatam, we are coming to temple, we are chanting. How to develop our attachment towards Krishna, Guru and Gauranga? Every day we have to judge ourselves. How to develop our attachment? Because we are suffering in this material world due to our material attachment. And how to give up material attachment? How to give up material attachment? Everyone is suffering due to material attachment. Everyone have body. Everyone have to deal with material objects. So how to give up material attachment? When you develop your attachment towards Krishna, param drushtvani vartante rasopi rasapa vedje param drushtvani. When you get higher test, then automatically you will give up lower test. Artificial, you cannot do it. Bhakti path, the devotional life means this is natural path. And we came to bhakti path to become a natural Vaishnav, not to become an artificial Vaishnav. We came here to become a natural Vaishnava. Our Gurudev used to say, be a natural Vaishnava. Natural Vaishnava means naturally you want to do everything for Krishna. Not officially. Who is doing job in office? How many devotees are working in office? Who is naturally loving his institution? No one. No one is loving his. Oh, I like this company. No. No natural attachment is there. We are soul. Our propensity is natural. Therefore, we want to establish our relationship naturally with everyone. But it is not possible. So only if you keep relationship, if you establish our relationship with Krishna, then it is possible. We are coming to Krishna consciousness for that purpose. We want to become a natural devotee. We want to keep relationship with Guru and Krishna naturally, not artificially. Why we are suffering in this material world? Due to this artificial nature, artificially we are dealing with our life. Everything is artificial. Staying in the city is artificial. Working all these jobs, this is not Krishna's job. Krishna never adopted all these systems. Farming, you know, exchange, before business means exchange, not the city life. We are leading our life unnaturally. We cannot stop it now. Therefore we are suffering. Nothing is natural. Food is not natural. Even when a child is born, he is not also natural. Artificial, you have to go to hospital. When you will die? Artificial. You have to die in hospital, you have to take bath in hospital, and with medicine you have to live your life. Everything is artificial. But we came to Krishna consciousness for natural. To develop a natural love towards Vaishnavas. Even you are a married person, you have wife, you have children, you have son, you have daughter, but still you can't feel the natural feelings. Whenever you see the Vaishnavas, whenever you see your guru, whenever you see some higher personalities, immediately a natural attachment comes. Why? They have love for Krishna. They are natural, like Prabhupada. Once devotees, Prabhupada disciples, they ask to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why you are so attractive? We saw so many sadhu. We have father, mother, we are born in America, we have so many things. But whenever we met you, whenever we saw you, we are very attractive. Prabhupada said, yeah, that is nature of sadhu. Prabhupada never say anything, that is nature of sadhu. Actually, that is fact. According to Tattva, that is fact. Not by sadhu wearing a nice dress, you know, he speaks some palatable words, he become attractive. No. Krishna is within his heart. He have love for Krishna. If you have love for Krishna, and Krishna is within your heart, then who is attractive? Krishna is attractive. So sadhu, within sadhu's heart, Krishna is there. Therefore, Krishna is attracting all the souls. We can attract someone through our intelligence. You know? If you are an intelligent man, like the dancers, singers, the speakers, they are attracting through artificial things, through their mind, through their knowledge, through their qualities. But a pure devotee attracts souls by pure love. Krishna is there. And we are suffering here. Actually, only we don't have pure love. We don't have pure attraction. We don't have a pure life. Everyone is suffering here. So therefore we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Here is very important point. Parikshit Maharajan asking this question to Sukadeva Goswami. When he came to know about Brahma, Brahma is born out of navel. My English is not good. I am not educated. But I am speaking. Devotees are inviting. Even my English, my Hindi is not correct. So please forgive me. So Brahma's one name is Aja. You understand? So you see, all of us were born, everyone born here in this material world. Out of sex life. Why our life is miserable? Everyone born out of sex. Father, mother, just few days before we are discussing something in Uriya. Father, mother, they want to enjoy. But a conditioned soul, but a soul coming to home and is suffering start. This is material world. Father and mother, we want child. But you are inviting a soul. And soul will not suffer in mother's womb. And when you come out from mother's womb, Again, supposing that. This is material world. Every sex life, sex life, sex life. And Prabhupada used to say, unless you stop the sex life, it can't return to Goloka Vrindavan. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depending when it becomes zero, then you are eligible to go to Goloka Vrindavan. But this body, Prabhupada's English, I am not educated by, but when I used to study, I like so much. Prabhupada said, this bodily demand, body is demanding, eating, sleeping, medding, depending, all is demanding. So therefore, bodily demand is there. We don't have a pure knowledge. It is difficult to cultivate pure knowledge, pure devotion, always suffering life. But Brahma, he was blessed by Krishna. Brahma's father, mother, is Krishna. Teena Brahma Hrudaja Adi Kavaya Muihanti Yat Surayo. So direct disciple, direct son. Yeah. But Parikit Maharaj is thinking whether there is some difference between Brahma and Krishna. Is there some difference? Even some Vishnu is there, we used to say Krishna. Because Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna. So therefore we are using this word Krishna. So is there any difference between Brahma and Lord Krishna? That you want to know. Therefore he is asking this question. Ajasrujati bhutani bhutatma jad anugrahat dadrusa yena tadrupam nabhi padma samudbhavam. So is there any differences? Qualitatively or something is there? He want to know these things. But Brahma is very elevated. You know. But Brahma also sometimes committed mistakes. Huh? What mistake Brahma had done? Running after his daughter. You can find someone in this material world who is running after his daughter. No, you can't find. Even most available funnel persons. They're funnel persons. Available persons. Maybe 1% you cannot find. Now how Brahma can do all these things? You know, through Brahma, Krishna wants to touch us. You see how dangerous this attraction, material attraction. Actually, Brahma was at that time meditating. Mind is the source of all material, you know, how can you say, this material objects, material sense gratification, mind is creating all these things. So if Brahma is coming out of, is born out of, okay, from this novel, how it is possible lust came to his body? Lust came out of lust. Why this sex power is with our body? Because we burn out of sex power. Therefore, this sex life is there. But Brahma is not like that. But you can see here, he's running behind daughter. No, Krishna wants to. So this example, how this material attraction is very strong. Matra, Sparsha, Duhitrava, Navyuktasana Vasit, Balavan Indra Gama, Bidvangsapi Karsati. Ninth canto, Jajati. Jajati Maro. This is Jajati Maro's statement. Sitting with, in a same throne, sitting with his wife, he's speaking this verse. After 1,000 years. Even your mother is there. Even your daughter is there. An example is Brahma. And wife is sitting. Wife is, what to speak about wife? Jajati Maharaj want to impress these things upon Devjani. Shastra forbidden, even your mother is there. Matra, Swarsa, Duhitra. Your brothers, sister, daughter, matra sursa duhitrava, na vivikta asana vase. Don't sit closely. Why? Balavan indragrama vidvang sati karshati. These senses are very strong. And this verse is not only for, you know, common persons. Vidvangs, whenever bhavans, Lord Krishna always gives some statement about sense, always said about jnanis. Vipassita, this verse, Bhagavad Gita. Vipassita, indriyani pramathini haranti prasamam mana. Vipassita, this word is there. Vipassita, the word in Bhagavad Gita. There you can find. Even the knowledgeous person, Krishna always said. Here also, Jayati said, I am a very knowledgeous person. I had all this experience. How to worship Krishna? The most experienced devotee, Jayati and Purava. They are devotee before. But the sense gratification is so strong. The sense enjoyment is so strong. Drag their consciousness. They drown in material. Now they are giving this realization in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even your mother, your sister, your one daughter, don't sit closely. Balavan Indra Rama Vidvansapi Karsati. The senses are so strong, it attracts everyone. Then how it is possible for Brahma? So there are many varieties of Brahmas also there. Brahma is not one type of Brahmas. This is because sometimes devotees, they have confusion. How it is possible Brahma can do all these things? Like some devotee said, Brahma also commits some mistake by yourself. Covered by his stolen calves. No. Same Brahma invited Krishna, please come. Indra also invited, come. So how Indra just create all these problems? How Brahma can create all these problems? It is possible for them? No, but this is Leela. This is called Leela. It's pastimes. This is pastimes of Krishna. So there are many varieties of Brahmas also there. So in 11, 64, 16. No. This is not. This is 11. 11th canto, 3rd chapter, 12th verse. In that commentary you can find. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. 11th canto, this is 3rd chapter, 12th verse. There are three types of Brahmas. So whenever you see some mistakes, it looks like the mistakes, that may be, this Brahma may be Karmi Brahma. There are three types of Brahmas. Karmi Brahmas, Jnani Brahmas, and Bhakta Brahmas. Yeah, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentaries. Yeah. Brahmanapi Karmi Jnani Bhaktatvena Trayvidhyat. He mentioned in his commentary. Even the Brahmas, there are three types of Brahmas. Who are they? Karmi Jnani Bhaktatvena Trayvidhyat. Kasyachit punarabhruthihi. Kasyachit muktihi. So Karmi Brahma used to, again, have to come here. Abrahma bhuvana loka. This verse is applicable here. If you go to Brahma loka, sometimes, therefore he said, kasyachit punarabhruthi. This Karmi Brahma have to fall down again. After his pious, pious activity is finished, you have to fall again. Kasyachit mukti, those are very knowledgeous person performing 100 lifetime varnasram system perfectly, then you become Brahma. Who wants to become Brahma? You don't want? You are Brahma in your house. Everyone wants to control everyone. In your office, you are Brahma. Why not? You want. Already, even you don't want to become Brahma, everyone is Brahma here. Everyone have mentality is like Brahma. I am creating everything. I want to control everything. This mentality is there because we are in condition stage. Yeah, this is conditional nature, controlling nature. We don't want to be controlled by anyone. We want to control everyone. Yeah. Jnani Brahmas. whether religious persons who are performing pious activities are following varnasram system for 100 lifetimes perfectly, then they became Brahma. We don't want to become Brahma. We don't want to become Shiva. We want to become devotee. And we want not to become devotee, direct devotee. Direct devotee is dangerous. Brahma is direct devotee. Therefore, you want to test Krishna. Shivaji is direct devotee. Therefore, sometimes he fighting. You see, in Banasur, he fight with Banasur. He take the side of Banasur and fighting with Krishna. We don't want to become direct devotee. You understand? Yeah, we don't want. We don't want to direct deal with Krishna. Krishna is very dangerous. Yeah. Krishna is very sweet, but sometimes very dangerous. You cannot find sweet is dangerous, but Krishna is like that. Therefore, his form is 3+ cooked. 3+ cooked. Yeah, very sweet. But his form is like that. If you are simple, then it's good. If you are cooked, then you make your life miserable. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. You will play with your life. He will play with your life in such a way, you will finish. He will finish. But if you surrender to Krishna, also he will play with your life. Anyhow, he will play with your life. Be ready. In which way you want to go? Yeah. Like gopis, Radharanis, they invite Krishna. Yeah. Today I was reading one statement, Prabhupada statement. We are worshipping Krishna means we are inviting Krishna. Please interfere in my life. Play with my life. That looks like very dangerous. But actually this is our life, Krishna consciousness life. Brahmaji, Shivaji, all the elevated Vaishnavas, they are always praying for their things. Please, always interfere in my life. Always control my intelligence. Always control my mind. I can handle this life. I cannot handle myself. I'm like a small child. Yeah. And that is actually, when we invite Krishna to our life, when we invite Guru and Krishna, please interfere in my business, interfere in my life. That is mood of surrender. Then we are eligible to receive mercy. Like here, this word is there. Jadanugrahat. Okay. This verse is there. Prabhupada mentioned here. Brahma is completely dependent on the mercy of Lord. Completely dependent. And after his birth, he could create living beings by the Lord's grace only. This grace, complete dependent. When we become complete dependent, then we can realize complete mercy. Complete protection. We are devotee, but how much percentage we are surrendered to Krishna? Huh? How much percentage? Zero? According to your percentage of surrender, you can feel protected. You can find how much Krishna is protecting you, how much Krishna is reciprocating you, how much Krishna is giving realization to you. It depends on your surrender. And what is surrender? You have to voluntarily allow Krishna. Krishna, please interfere with my business, with my intelligence, with my life, everything. That is a mode of surrender. So this mercy. So we are discussing about Brahma. How many Brahmas? Three. Karmi Brahmas have to come again. After his past activity is finished, he will fall again. Jnani Brahma, kasyachit mukti, he got liberation. He is a religious person, he is cultivating varnasam system for 100 lifetimes, then he became Brahma. And when annihilation takes place, he got liberation. And kasyachit prema bhatyaha parsadattvam praptisyati hi drastabhyam bhaktatvyanam. If he is a devotee, if he became Brahma, premavatya parsadam, then he became associates of Krishna. So there are three types of Brahma. Whenever you find some, you know, difference, According to Shastric injunction, then you have to consider him maybe Karmi Brahma, or maybe Jnani Brahma, or some Lila, maybe there, some pastimes behind there. Otherwise, we will commit offense. So here, Prabhupada mention here, out of causeless, very important point. This must also clearly understood one. One thing is, however certain, Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of Lord. This one is very powerful. Completely dependent. We are not completely. Very difficult for a conditioned soul. Very difficult for us. Depend completely, exclusively on Guru and Krishna's will. Yeah, completely. Completely. You understand completely? What is that completely? Complete 100% means mind. Manasaha. Deha. Even you know the mind, you cannot think separately something. Except Guru Krishna's idea. What Guru want? What Krishna want? That means at that time you can't feel that you have a separate existence. Continuously you have to pray to Krishna. And Krishna will reveal to you. Arrangement will come. Complete dependent. And when we complete dependent on Krishna, then we realize mercy. Yeah, and that mercy will solve all our problems. Mercy. Why we are facing challenges? We are facing challenges in material life, then we came to spiritual life. Now in spiritual life, we are thinking this is, here is more challenges than material life. Yeah, everyone already. After 5 years, new devotees, they are dancing, chanting, no problem. They are taking prasadam, feast prasadam. Yes, very happy. But after 10 years, then, oh, here it is more challenging life. Spiritual life is more challenging than? You are saying these things, huh? Oh, you are repeating my word. Don't say these things. Yeah, most of us already experienced this thing. Most of us experienced, oh, this is actually challenging. What? That's not actually, because you are not surrendered, therefore it is challenging. Even in materially, when you surrender to your officer, no problem. When you surrender to your wife, no problem. When you surrender to a villager, no problem. Anyhow, you have to surrender. Why you are materially facing some problems? Even you surrender to police. After accident, you go and surrender to police. Just like this accident happened. Then a relief. You can get some little. You will have to say, you can put some court case. It's not so heavy. Even materially, if you surrender, you will face challenges. And actually, our nature is that, in materially, we are not ready to surrender to anyone. We want like Brahma. We want like Shiva. Why are we surrendering to someone? We face this problem and we come to Krishna consciousness. But we forget one thing. This is the path of surrender souls. Krishna consciousness means this path of surrender souls. This is not path of renunciators. This is not path of jnanis, religious persons. This is not path of karmis. This is path of surrender. Anyone is coming to Krishna consciousness, he have to prepare himself voluntarily how to surrender at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. We are not coming here to cultivate knowledge. We are not coming here to cultivate renunciation. We are coming here just for one thing. How to develop our surrenderness. But this surrenderness will solve all our problems. And who will train us? Yeah, someone was saying this thing. Gurus, this is fast business. This is fast business. Guru may impact knowledge. This is best knowledge. What knowledge you want? Even you are a knowledgeous person, but you are not surrendered to a pure devotee. What is the value of your knowledge? Well, you are a big preacher. You are creating thousands of devotees, but you are not surrendered to Guru and Krishna. That is its value. That is Guru's business. Guru will create such an environment. Guru will train you in such a way. Guru will mold your life in such a way. You have to come to this path of surrenderness. And that is the blessings of Sri Guru. That is the blessings of Sri Guru. We are coming to Krishna consciousness. First we have to surrender. Adho Guru. Guru Parasraya. Letting his shelter. Spiritual master. Acharyas. Surrender. Who takes surrender? Who usually took surrender? Why someone becomes surrender? Why someone feel that I have to surrender? Why? When he's helpless, when he said, I don't have anything, better I have to surrender. And another one is there. When someone will force you have to surrender. Then you have to surrender. Like when you are coming in flight, you know, when security checking. Security saying, raise your hand. Yes. You are not forcefully ready to surrender, but he's saying, no, you have to surrender. Turn to back, yes. right, left, whatever he wants. Then he's forcefully saying you have to surrender. Now two choice. In surrender path, there is two choice. First one, voluntarily surrender. Second one, forcefully. Okay. Then which path he wants to choose? Huh? Not easy. Forget. Not easy. Voluntarily surrender. Forget. Voluntary. No one is ready voluntarily surrender. If he is simple, he is a simple boy. Huh? Simple, not sinful. We are sinful. Not simple. These two terms, very, very. You know problem? We are sinful and we want to try to become simple. Therefore, very difficult. Very difficult. Yeah, if someone is simple, naturally simple, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada used to say, all acharyas always emphasize, simplicity is Vaishnavism. And what is simplicity? Our Gurudev used to say, if someone have unflinching faith at the lotus feet of Guru and Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, that is simplicity. Then he will become naturally surrender. If you have faith on Guru, if you have faith on Acharyas, if you have faith on Shastra, then you will never care anyone. And surrender. That is voluntary. Voluntary means if you are convinced on this statement. How your mind will allow you to voluntarily surrender? You have knowledge, you have money, you have wife, you have everything. Surrender is not easy process. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. Why Mahaprabhu came? Same Krishna. And he just looks like he demanded in Bhagavad Gita. He demanded Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman? Mam ekam saranam. Exclusively you should surrender unto me. But surrender is not an easy process. He said, just surrender to me. Then I will take care of you. Then after reading to Goloka Vrindavan, then he start to think, okay, I should surrender. Give up. All set up. Religion. Yeah. This is very difficult. Give up all set up religion. Even Manodharma. Mind have also his own propensity. You have to give up these things. You have to give up all set of religion and surrender to. But we are ready to give up everything. Devotees, they give up ready to. They already give up everything. But surrender at lotus feet of Krishna is a challenge for us now. We give up onion, we give up garlic, we give up father, mother. What to speak about all of you? We are brahmacharis, our brahmacharis. Ask to our brahmacharis. They give up everything. Their job, their position. Father, mother. But when you come to Krishna, this creating problem, mind. Mind creates problem. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He said, no, Krishna said, no, I have to come again. I have to go again to this material world. to teach the people how to become surrender. Same Krishna. And Krishna, between Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, only this difference. Krishna is always maintaining his supremacy. I am supreme. But Gauranga, same Krishna, assume the mood of Radharani, he can. And he wants to teach us how to surrender, how to give up our supremacy. You know, supremacy, this is Krishna's monopoly business. He is supreme. It is monopoly business. But we have also monopoly business. I am supreme. Yeah, therefore a difficult job to surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu came for that purpose. Same Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He wanted to cut up all our ideas. All these monopolies. Surrender. It was a very difficult job. Very difficult job. If someone is convinced in the Parampara system, if someone is surrendered at lotus feet of a pure devotees, shastras, then he becomes naturally simple. Then he can surrender. Then mind cannot cheat him. Otherwise, mind is always cheating us. Intelligent is always cheating us. Intelligent is guiding. You understand? Shastra is guiding. Shastra is guiding. Guru is guiding. But mind is not ready to accept these things. Mind is cheating us. Because we are not surrender. So, how many processes? Surrender, two processes. One is voluntary. Voluntary means, if someone is simple-hearted. Simple-hearted means, what is simple-hearted? You have unflinching faith. Unflinching faith. At the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga and Shastra. Naturally, he will surrender. Whenever he faces some problem, even he will not face any problems. In all of his activities, he molded his nature, his mold is intelligent, he molded his mind in such a way, every time surrender. Krishna, what you want from me? That is the best way, natural way. Surrender. Always praying Guru and Gauranga. That is the best way. And another one? Forcefully. Forcefully categories. Who are in forcefully categories? You are? Oh, no. Forcefully categories also. Why Krishna will interfere forcefully in your business? You are a soul. Krishna will never interfere with someone's business. He is always neutral. Why Krishna will interfere in your business? Forcefully. Krishna will make or Krishna will arrange such a situation, create such an environment, forcefully you have to surrender to Krishna. There is no other way. Krishna will, Maya will kick you from every direction. Back side, front side, you know. Heavy kicks. Heavy kick. Heavy kick. Yeah. Even you'll lose all test. You'll lose all material test. But still this is our conditional nature. After Maya kicking from all directions, still we want to look back. Because therefore we are conditioned soul. Always. Happy lasses. Everyone, happy lasses. Maya. Maya is doing a thankless job. Prabhupada said, Maya is doing a thankless job. Kicking happily, but still we are not losing test. Yeah. Still we are looking, you know. Press back sometimes. Yeah. Again Maya is kicking. Yeah, this is Maya's job. But still we are not ready. In spiritual we are facing so many problems. Material we are facing so many problems. But voluntarily we are not ready to surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. We are not praying to Krishna, please give me shelter. Ayi nanda tanuja kingaram patitama visame bhavambudo kripaya tava. Last word. Vichintaya. Just think me. Krishna, please. You are within my heart. I don't have power to think your lotus feet. But you are within my heart. At least you remember about me. Then my life will be saved. This is mood of surrender. Always we have to pray to Guru and Gauranga. Please. Show your merciful glance on me so that I can save myself. Otherwise, I am drowning every moment. You can find sometimes where we are not drowning in material ocean, material consciousness every moment. Maya is so strong. Every moment, even you are in temple, Maya is dragging you. Your mind is dragging. Come here. What you are doing there? This is nonsense business. Yeah. Only wasting of time. It's cheating. Maya is always creating this tricky. Yes. Bikhapatmika. Always dragging. So forcefully surrender at lotus feet of Krishna is not also. Only in one condition. Krishna will create such a situation for you if actually you are simple. But you are developing a desire. Krishna, Guru, I want to serve you. Gurudev, I want to serve you. I want to serve Acharyas, Krishna. But you have attachment. But you are a simple person. You know, many simple devotees are there, but they have strong attachment toward their wife, their son, their money, their vision. But they're simple in nature. You know? You have simplicity, but you have attachment. Because you have simplicity, at that point, Krishna will interfere in your, how can I say, business, in your life. Krishna will create such a havoc situation. Havoc situation in your life. There is no other way than surrender to Krishna. Forcefully you will interfere. Forcefully. Even you don't want, Krishna will cut off all these things. Yes. This is in 11th canto. This is in 11th canto. So we are discussing on that point. Brahma, this is Brahma's, Prabhupada Maharaj said these things. I like this point. One thing, however, certain, Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of Lord. This complete dependency. Simplicity and dependency, they are like two parallel, how can I say this, two parallel line of our spiritual life. Two parallel line. You know, like dividers. Sometimes when there is a divider in national highway, you see, you are leading in this way means you are also right side divider, right side road, you are crossing same way. Either you are going in left side or right side. When we are crossing, suppose 10 kilometers in left, right also you already crossed 10 kilometers. The simplicity and dependence, they are very, you know, like two lines in our spiritual life. More you become simple, more you become dependent on Krishna. That is actually, we can say, asset of our spiritual life. Sometimes when we are karmi, that time we are more simple. Some devotees used to express their feelings. When I am karmi, I am very simple. I am always giving respect to devotees. I like all the devotees. I like temples. But when we become a devotee, become more complicated. Huh? When we become devotee, sometimes we become more complicated. We lose our simplicity by association. Yeah, association make. Yeah, by association you become simple. By association you become complicated. But we are coming to Krishna consciousness to become very simple. Make your life very simple. And what is the simplicity? Just surrender. First, surrender. At lotus feet of Guru. This is matured decision of Krishna consciousness. This is maturity of your spiritual life. This is maturity of your spiritual life. If you are surrender at lotus feet of a pure devotee. This is your maturity. This is your completeness. This is your strength of your spiritual life. If you are surrender at lotus feet of Guru. Then by his blessings, you can surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. It is not easy for a conditioned soul to become surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. Only by mercy of Sri Guru. When you surrender at lotus feet of Guru, a pure devotee, by His mercy, He will train you, He will engage you in such service by His blessings. You surrender at Guru. Otherwise, this individual mentality will be always prominent. Always prominent. Unless we surrender at lotus feet of a pure devotee, in spiritual life, the biggest problem, the biggest challenge is independence. Always you feel I am qualified. Yeah. The missing link, I used to say. Many missing links, yeah. You know, when you are using internet, and sometimes you say missing link. What is the missing link in your spiritual life? Many missing links are there. When internet has become very low, Yeah, missing link. He said, this error, missing link. An error in our spiritual life. We are always missing the link. That is missing link of our spiritual life. What is that? Maintaining independent. Independence. Always. Maintaining. Forgetting. This is also missing link. Maintaining individuality, independently, and forgetting Sri Guru's lotus feet. By His blessings, all qualification is coming. By His merciful glance, still we are chanting. How many years you are in Krishna consciousness? How many years? 10 years. By your own strength? 10 years, within every day, 10 minutes, we are not in Krishna consciousness. But still we are chanting 6 rounds. You just realize your conditions. How we are in Krishna consciousness? In Mumbai, not in village, this is Mumbai. Mayanagari. Maya's blessing, special blessings is there. Gopinath's blessing is there. Where Maya will stay? Maya can stay in front of Krishna and back. Here is Krishna. Therefore Maya will be there. Don't worry. Yeah. How 10 years you are, like 20 years, 12 years, 15 years, it is not easy task. We know our consciousness. Where is our consciousness? What is our position? How much attraction we have towards material objects, towards our wife, our children, our business, money. But still we are chanting 6 rounds. Still sometimes we are praying to Krishna seriously. Krishna, I want to overcome all these impediments. Please help me. By our own strength? We are forgetting. Yes. No. You are saying first there, not here. First by blessings of Prabhupada. First Guru. Then Gauranga. First Guru. This is missing link. Yeah. First, not Krishna. No. First Guru. First a pure devotee. When you forget, by your blessings, now I am in Krishna consciousness. When we forget this moment, we are inviting the most dangerous situation to our spiritual life. You are not advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is not a big challenge. By one moment when Sadhu Guru saw a merciful glance on you, you may advance. But this is the biggest challenge in our spiritual life. At every moment, we are forgetting the contribution of Sri Guru, of a pure devotees. His contribution, spiritual contributions, everything. What He contributed to our life is we are forgetting. We don't have, how can I say, gratitude mentality. We don't have gratitude mentality. That is most dangerous, precarious, huh? How can I say in English? I am not educated boy. Please excuse me. Precarious, huh? Precarious condition. Yeah, Prabhupada used to. Precarious condition. Every moment we are forgetting these things in our life. Spiritual life means this is blessings of Sri Guru. You know, when a fish is living within the water. You understand? Why is swimming? Why is his shelter is water? Water is there, therefore he is living. Water is there. So in spiritual life, we are forgetting a pure devotee's contribution, his blessings, that is missing life. By this way, we are inviting dangers to our spiritual life. Yeah. So surrender, complete surrender. So if you become simple by associating with simple devotees, then naturally we surrender to Guru and Krishna. Problem will come anyhow. In spiritual, some problems will come. Unless problem will come, we cannot give up our conditioned nature. You know, when problem will come, problem is just like fire. It melt our false ego. False ego is like an iron piece. How can you melt iron piece? With fire is required. Then when you melt, then you can make shape. Yeah, we have false ego. So when all these problems is coming, this is like fire. Sansara, dava, nirvigla, look, missing link again. Forgetting when problem is coming, we are forgetting. Then trana, that's finished. We are forgetting this one. When sansara dava now, but we are forgetting. Morning time we are praying. Every 4:30 we are praying. Sansara dava nalanida lokam tranaya karu. But when problem is coming, forget it. Vande Guru Sri. We are always forgetting this point. Vande Guru Sri Charanarvinda forgetting. But we know many Bhagavatam verse. We know Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, all the course certificates is with us. But Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam, this missing link always. So these problems, material problems, they're like fire. And our false ego is like iron. The material problems will melt our false ego. And that time, there is chance to make it safe. Guru will give you safe. Make you simple. Make you humble. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it is 11 already. Huh? Okay, there. Okay. So, yeah. So, complete surrender. This is a big topic. Complete surrender. And Mahaprabhu came. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari. Then, Sap So Parsada Siodhama Sahavatari. With all his, I can say, associates, he came here. Why came? Then, next word. Then, अत्यंत दुर्लभ प्रेम करिवार दान सिखाए शरणागति सर महाप्रभु केम स्पेशल फॉर द सरेंडर. यस वाई वी आर ऑलवेज एडिक्टेड वी कैन नॉट से माय इंग्लिश नॉट गुड. या वी आर अटैच्ड टू गुरु सर्विस. इट्स एडिक्शन. यू हैव टू बिकम एडिक्टेड पर्सन. नाउ एवरीवन इज एडिक्टेड टू दिस मोबाइल. दे आर एडिक्टेड पर्सन्स. Someone is addicted to smoking, drinking. You understand? The addiction propensity is with us. Everyone have this addiction propensity. Addicted persons. We are addicted persons. Now we have to use this propensity first. In Sri Guru service. You become an addicted person. You see Prabhupada, when you remember about Guru, 70 years. No, I have to go to West. I have to go to America. Addicted in Guru service. Madness. That is called spiritual madness. Material madness, we already suffered. Now we have to test spiritual madness. Spiritual addiction. That is our life. Yeah. If you don't become an active member in your Guru service, not addicted with Guru service, you can't release spiritual life. Can't release. You will, officially, you feel like I am a religious person. Understand? Officially, you will feel like I am a religious person, but no addiction. No test in spiritual life. Yeah. Complete surrender.
Mahaprabhu came for that purpose. Therefore, always we are, you know, when we are saying Hare Krishna, we are always. What is that? When you, sign of surrender, when you are raising your hand, you cannot keep anything in. You see, you cannot keep anything in your hand. We are saying to Krishna, nothing is in my hand. That is sign. Nothing is in my hand. In front of security, you can keep like that? No. You have to open your hand. In front of Krishna. Krishna, nothing belongs to me. I am yours. Please accept me. Yes, this abiding the mood of surrenderness. Because unless we complete surrender, we cannot realize this thing. The realization will not come. We have realization that the realization in mood of goodness. Realization in mood of passion. Realization in mood of ignorance. At best, we can get realization in mood of goodness. Somebody devotee said, I have this realization. What realization we have? Only we have a nice realization about Maya. We can explain what is Maya nicely. That relation with us. Because why? Why Maya's relation with us? Because material flow, the mood of nature is working. Therefore, this relation is perfect relation. All of us, we have perfect relation about Maya. How Maya is kicking us, how Maya is tittering us. We have perfect relation about Maya. But about perfect relation about Krishna, we don't have. No, without surrender, a relation will not come. That relation may be mood of goodness. When we are surrender, according to our percent of surrender, the relation will come. How much you surrender to your spiritual master? So if you are devotee, that much relation will come. How he is dear to Krishna? How he is dear to Krishna? That is realization. Not that how Guru is speaking, this Bhagavatam class, what he said. Okay, that is good. But what is realization? According to your surrender, when you surrender, according to percentage of your surrender, super soul will reveal, Krishna will reveal. How he is dear to Krishna. Kintu, Prabhujya, that here is Guru. You cannot judge Guru, spiritual master, pure devotee by other things. Kintu Prabhujya Puryavastha. Biggest task is very dear to Krishna. And who is dear to Krishna? We are very dear to Maya. You know? Now how can we understand who is very dear to Krishna? Surrender. When we surrender, the revelation will come. By Guru's blessings, you can think, oh, he's very dear to Krishna. No one can realize a pure devotee. Unless you become pure, you can become realize a pure devotee. And how can you become pure? By the blessing of a pure devotee. How much you are surrender, that much purity come to you. Our purity means surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. According to our surrender, they are giving us purity. Realization, protection. Yeah. Therefore, Brahma is complete surrender. Prabhupada said very important things. Tomorrow maybe we will discuss about mercy. Today, yes, this must also be clearly understood. One thing, however, certain, Prabhupada said. This is very certain. And also in verse you can see. Ajasu jati bhutani bhutatma jad anugrahat. Anugrahat. Parikatmara was realizing these things. Oh, this is mercy. How Brahma just created everything. Yeah. And second, Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of Lord. Completely dependent, mercy of Lord. First one, complete surrender. Then you can complete dependent mercy. Unless you surrender, you cannot depend. If you are 10% surrender, then 10% is, you can realize 10%, Krishna's 10, mercy 10%. Okay, this much mercy. And surrender dependent simplicity. You understand? If you are more, why child is small child, is small kids? They are surrendered to their mother. No anxiety.
No anxiety. They have no anxiety. No problem, material problem. Even if problem is coming, mother will solve. So why we are facing these problems? We are not surrender. We don't have simplicity. And more we cultivate this mood of simplicity, more we depend on Krishna. Then more realization will come, mercy will come. Then spiritual rival. The spiritual life actually is revealed at that time. Yes. So many things are there. In our spiritual life especially, this creating problem. The independent mentality. This independent mentality. Always we have independent mentality. We want to maintain it. I like everyone. I like these things. Liking, disliking, you cannot say. You are coming to spiritual life. In your office, you can say, I like. In office, you are saying, sir, today I don't like these things. No, you can't say. Even if you don't like, you have to do. Is there any option? In your job, is there any option? No. When officer asks for option, you can give, sir, I want these things. Then he will consider. You don't have any independent. You are not using, no one using his independent in any institution. But when he come to spiritual institution, immediate from independent became prominent. Even Mayavadis, everywhere, they declare we are God. When you come to, this is Maya's trick. This is Maya's trick. Maya said, okay, now he just give up my camp. He is now in spiritual camp. But how can I give up my old friend? I have to make some friendship with him. This is my friendship with Maya. A devotee is making friendship with Maya through this individual mentality, independence mentality. This mentality is coming. Oh, I like these things. No. Every moment we have to think, what Guru likes? What Guru Gauranga likes? What Krishna likes? By this way, we'll give up this independent. I like this thing. No. Liking, disliking. We can't choose this here. Because we came, as we beginning we said, we came to such a path. This is path of surrender. This is not path of knowledge. This is not path of detachment. This is not path of karma, jnana, yoga. No. This path of surrender. And especially we are Gaudiyas. We are Gauranga. Therefore, you see Mahaprabhu. Krishna is playing flute. You see Mahaprabhu is surrender. Yes. And why gopis, Radharanis, they are so dear to Krishna. Why? Surrender. Truti jugayite tvam apasyatam annikananam atati jadavavan annikananam truti jugayite tvam apasyatam. This verse Mahaprabhu. Jugayitam. So they want Krishna always. Always want to see Krishna. Why? They are completely surrender. No independent. Then Krishna accepts you as his own. Full blossoming Krishna consciousness states. Prem will reveal. Yeah. You have to go far. Yeah. But this is the shortest way, shortcut way. Develop your simplicity. Unflinching faith towards sadhu, guru, Vaishnava and Shastra. Just pray. Accept him as everything. Maintainer, protector, everything. Then surrender. Develop surrender mood. Praying mood. Then they will arrange everything. We cannot arrange. Materially you can arrange everything in your material life. But spiritually we cannot arrange anything. Be convinced. If you are not convinced, then you try. Then you try, lastly you will cry. Yes, you may try. Yeah. We are totally these things. I can't do anything.
Yes, spiritual life in it. Without your help, without your mercy, our Gurudev used to say, without your mercy, I cannot develop 1 inch even in my spiritual life. If you are convinced with these things, then there is hope. Otherwise, hopeless case. Hopeless case. You will run, you will run, you will run, then you will cry. You will try, you will try, then you say, oh. I used to say these things. When you fail to realize these things, then 3 things. You will convince in your mind about 3 things. This is impossible. You understand? Because you will try, you cannot get all these things because you are not coming in this path. You don't want to surrender. You don't want to develop your simplicity. You don't want to depend on Guru and Krishna. Then you will try. Lastly, you will take these 3 steps. First, this is impossible. This is not possible for me. Give up. Or secondly, you will think, this is not practical. This is not practical. It is maybe for other yogas or for other person, this is not for me. Or you will give up. 3 things. You will give up Krishna consciousness. Or you will think your mind. You are chanting, you will serve him. Not practical. This is not practical. This is not for me. In this way, you are like spiritually paralyzed person. Now our condition, if you forget this one, this missing link, not surrendered to Guru and Krishna, not developing simplicity, not depending on them, then slowly, slowly we become spiritual paralyzed person. Like material paralyzed persons, they cannot walk. They are always dependent on others. Now we will become spiritually paralyzed persons. That Prabhupada said, complete dependence on the mercy. I don't know, Krishna, what is good, what is bad, but I am totally dependent on you. We have to pray to Guru and we have to pray to Gauranga, we have to pray to Krishna. Without you, I am hopeless, homeless, everything less, powerless, everything less. And that is our mood. We have to abide this mood. We have to pray whole life. Someone may say, where is happiness then? Always feeling helpless, hopeless. Where is happiness? And that is happiness. That is real happiness in spiritual life. When you depend on Guru and Krishna, you have no anxiety. You can feel, inside you feel protected. Yes. Okay, now this is time 11. If some questions, we'll take some question answer. Yes. Okay. Prabhuji ko de dijiye. Okay. Chalo karo, scan karo.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class.
It's not working. Okay, you can say.
Hare Krishna. Just one question, Maharaj. In the beginning, you are telling about the out of from the 64 things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the 5 things. And very nicely explained about the association. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the Naam Kirtan is the greatest thing for us. But of course, that thing is included in the sadhus association. So, how do you understand this?
Naam Kirtan. Without sadhu, you cannot perform Naam Sankirtan. Without service even. If someone says, okay, I will go to Vrindavan or I will go to here, I will chant day and night, I will not waste my time. Without help of a sadhu. Inside we have so many anarthas. So many anarthas. Yes. We may chant many rounds, but we can't. Our mind never fix at lotus feet of Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, without serving in spiritual master's house, Guru Griha, your so-called chanting is only namabhas. Maybe at best namabhas. Without Sadhu Sangha, you cannot chant. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Naam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in Harinam Chintamani. Asadhu Sangha, Naam Nahi Hai. Namakshara hai bate nam nahi hai. If you don't associate with sadhu, only Namakshara, Hare Krishna, but mind is going somewhere, desire is there, you cannot develop attachment towards Krishna. You have to associate with sadhu. And for that sadhu sangha, then someone may question, where are you going to get association, sadhu sangha? There is also answer. Yes. Then you have to pray to Krishna. Here is Krishna. What you have to pray to Krishna? Directly you cannot say to Krishna, give me bhakti. You have to pray to Krishna, give me this thing. Only this is your prayer for whole life. Only you can pray to Krishna these things. You cannot say to Krishna, make me gopis. No, you can't. Krishna said, okay, if you want to gopis, stay in the temple. Don't go to Prasadam Hall. Chant 24 hours. Chant 24 hours. We can't approach Krishna. A conditioned soul don't have rights to approach Krishna. A conditioned soul. Yeah, this is Gaudiya philosophy. I am not speaking from my side. We don't want to hear what other saintly persons are. We are following our acharya systems. They all are associates of Krishna. Gaurangara Sanghi Gana Nitya Siddha Karimane. They are Nitya Siddhas. We don't want what others are saying. We don't want to hear even. No, I am not ready to hear. You may hear. They said these things. Yes. Without serving, a conditioned soul don't have a right to approach Krishna. You have to approach if you are devotees. Only one condition. You have to approach Krishna, give me association of a pure devotee. That is Bhagavad Siddhanta. In front of Krishna, what Dhruva Maharaj said? In front of Nrisimhadeva, what Prahlad Maharaj said? No, I don't want to go to Vaikunth. I want to serve Narad Muni. What is that verse? Katham Vishuddha, no, Dhruva Maharaj said, in front of association. No, Dhruva Maharaj. Okay, I'm just missing this verse. In all these stutis, prayers, you can find this one. Only a conditioned soul will approach Krishna. Please give me association of a pure devotee. He will purify me, then you will accept. Otherwise, you will not accept. I know you are purest of the pure. And I am impure. Impurest of the impure. You can't accept me. So give me association. Bhakti muhu pravata toime prasanga priya tananta mahatam amala sayanam. Give me association. If saintly persons who don't have other desire, I want to hear Krishna Katha, please give me association. In front of Vishnu Dhruva Maharaj, he never said, I want to stay with you. No. It was sadhusanga. Even for sadhusanga, you have to pray to Krishna. Only these things. Then Krishna will arrange. Okay. Forget. Why you add these things here? Tarmadhya, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. Therefore, Gaudiya Bhashya is required. Why saintly person is required? From Shastra, Shastra is like ocean. This Jew beach. This beach, Chopati beach. You go there, you cannot drink one drop of. If you are thirsty, you are feeling thirsty, you can drink water. Sea water. Even you are nearby the sea beach, you cannot drink water. Shastra is like that. You cannot solve any problems. Only, this is there. I will try. Sometimes serving, sometimes chanting, sometimes remembering, sometimes Bhagavatam. Then lastly you said, nothing is working. Nah, therefore sadhu is required. Why sadhu is required? Sadhu is required for them. Krishna is there, deity is there, Shastra is there. But why sadhu is there? Sadhu's incarnation is there. Krishna was in Bharat, India. Deity was not there? In Mumbai, there are not so many deities. Brahmins are not worshipping before. They are not reading Bhagavad Gita. They are not reading Bhagavatam. But why not? People are become devotees. Even those are reading Bhagavatam, they are also smoking. But when you see, when Prabhupada came, Krishna was there. Krishna's incarnation was there. But devotee's incarnation is required. When devotee incarnate, then Krishna's. Everything will reveal. Shastra will reveal. Deity will reveal. Krishna will reveal. Dham will reveal. Who knows Vrindavan before? Only old man, the old man and old man, for their pious activities, to accumulate pious activities, they used to go to Vrindavan. Who knows Vrindavan before? Who knows Mayapur before? Even Dham will reveal everything. Sadhu. That sadhu. Without sadhu's mercy, we are serving sadhu. So by blessings, we can chant. Tomorrow you can hear. Why this blessing is required? For chanting, for hearing, for serving, for spiritual life, blessing is absolutely required. Without blessings, 1 inch we cannot advance. Yes. Therefore, sadhu is required always. Sadhu sangha, sadhu seva. Nam sankirtan. Third thing is nam sankirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, what is spiritual life? What is bhakti? First, sadhu sangha, sadhu seva, nam sankirtan. Sarva jiva dayai bhakti acharan. 4 things. In spiritual life, 4 things is essence. First one, sadhu sangha. Then, seva. Everyone is coming to temple, taking prasadam and going. No? You have to serve here. This is guru griha. You have to clean the plate. You have to cutting the vegetable. You are Krishna servant. You have to serve here. Unless you serve in temple, you cannot advance. This is Guru Griha. Sadhu Sangha, then Sadhu Seva. Then third Namasankirtan. Then Namasankirtan. And fourth one, Jivadaya. With combination of these things, then you will not commit any offense towards any living entities. This is pure bhakti. Bhakti acharan. Bhakti not have to share everything. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So, in the class you were mentioning about complete surrender towards Krishna as well as simplicity. So many times, is my personal question, Maharaj. We are hearing from last many years about surrendering completely. So, always in our life, Maharaj, there are so many things keeping us back from completely surrender to Krishna as well as so many things keeping us back from becoming simple in front of Guru. So, how to overcome this tendency?
We cannot compromise with that thing. So many things. We have this, you know, father, father have some problem, monetary some problem, the business in me problem, health problem. Problem will be there. But at any moment, I will not compromise with these things. I have to surrender. Okay, suppose according to your problems, you may consider, okay, I have this problem, I want to surrender, but these problems are coming. Find out the way. How to solve all these problems? Is there any? In materially, without surrender, when materially you are trying to solve your problems, you are creating another problems. Looks like I am solving some problems. You know, that is in Srimad Bhagavatam, that is mentioned, like when there is heavy burden in your head, you are bringing to shoulder. But same weight you are carrying, but when you are from head to shoulder you are carrying, relax. Solving material problems means like that. So any moment we should not accept these things. Okay, I have father, I have problem, mother, I have problem, this problem, that problem. Whatever a problem it may be, I have to surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. I cannot compromise with these things. Otherwise, where is the way? There is no other way. Maya se kariya jaya chada nana jaya sadhu guru kripa bina nahi ka upay. There is no other way without mercy of spiritual master or central persons. Maya will not give up. So why not? This is the direct, you know, this is a direct procedure, direct way. And this is indirect. And again you will fed up, again you will call. Even karmic people, you see, why so many temples are there? You go to every colony, they have some temples. They are facing problems and coming, worshipping this demigod, this one, please solve my problems, please surrender. Everyone is praying, surrender. So we cannot compromise. After many lives, we come to Krishna consciousness. Many lives we have father, we have business, we have wife, we have business, everything we have. This life only Guru and Krishna. I cannot give up this path at any moment. We have to try. We have to pray. Yeah. Parallelly, three things, you know. We have to pray. And we have to try. And we have to cry. Three things. Problem. We have some problem. I used to say these things. This is my favorite things. Sometimes we are praying, not trying. Not crying. Sometimes we are trying, not praying, not crying. Sometimes we are crying, not trying. You find out the ways. Three things. No, three things parallelly. We have to try. You want to know these things? Bring a small child, I can show you. If you have a chocolate, you know, you have toffee, then you just pull from his hand. He will try, not cry fast. He will try to pull on from your hand. He will try. Then he will try. When he fell, then cry. Then when he will fell, then he will pray, give me. Yes, try from a child. Yeah. This is simplicity. This is simplicity. When you develop simplicity, you will try. If you fail, then you will cry. When you fail and cry, then you will pray. Always within these three, how can I say, steps, you have to mold your spiritual life. Yeah. Okay. Prabhuji was saying something very seriously. Okay. Now this is time.
This is for the initiating devotees. Someone like Guru Vastas, and we take vows before fire, Guru and Krishna, that we will follow all the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meditating, no intoxication. But in the long run of our life, sometimes we compromise because of conditioning, maya. Then what happens? Will Guru and Krishna forgive us? And will we see Gola Vrindavan after compromising on these sometimes?
How serious we are. The problem is how serious we are. Sometimes due to bad habits. When we are promising these things, initiation means we are taking a promise in front of fire, from front of Sada Goswamis, 12 Mahajanas, Gopis, everyone. You see in Jagyans how many mantras are there in front of Guru, in front of Krishna, I'll promise. Prabhupada used to say, don't try to break your promise. You know, and among the promises, one thing is very important, chanting section round with attentive chanting. That will protect other things. Even these regulative principles, why is breaking the regulative principles? This Rajaguna, this mood of passion became prominent. Not in mood of goodness. Therefore, Mangalarati, we have to wake up in Mangalarati. Maintaining goodness, maintaining always in goodness status, and always chanting nicely, focusly. Very nicely, if you chant, then spiritual Guru and Goranga will give you pure intelligence, not to break all these rules and regulations. If someone, unfortunately, due to his bad habits, he just break these promises, but how much seriously he is realizing, he is praying, and taking the vow not to commit mistake again, that Krishna knows, Guru knows. But important is chanting. Especially coming to temple like Mangalarati. Here are five Mangalarati. This is good. Everyone can come. Those are staying nearby. Everyone. Try to come to temple always. Chant with the devotees. This is different, you know. Different pest. That is here. How many devotees? Pure devotees place. Prabhupada's place. Maharaj used to come here. Elevated Vaishnavs. Blessings is here. Sthanam pradhanam nantu balap pradhanam. Strength is not prominent. How can you say? Prime. Sthanam pradhanam. Gajendra, where Gajendra was? Gajendra was within the water. although he is very powerful, but within the water. But crocodile is less powerful, but in his own natural flesh. Sthanam pradhanam. Therefore, after hard labor with so many challenges, why devotees are maintaining this temple? This place is very important. Sthana pradhanam, not bala pradhanam. Our strength is very less. When you come to the flesh, you can get strength. So always come to temple, always chant with the devotees, always serve. Chanting is very important, especially. Don't neglect chantings. And especially attentive chantings. Okay, now this is time. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Radha Gopinath Gaur Nityanand Prabhu ki jai. Sambet Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Samanande Hare Hare. Thank you.